Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include rate hike expectations, a rare Friday interview with Splitero's Michael Gifford on the current housing market for buyers and what to expect as the year progresses, and what to look forward to from upcoming Fed speak. I'd like to thank today's podcast sponsor, Black Knight Inc. Innovative technology, comprehensive data, agile analytics. As a premier provider of innovative, high-performance software, data and analytics for mortgage and home equity lending and servicing, Black Knight is transforming the mortgage industry through its best-in-class solutions. To learn more, visit blackknightinc.com. Of great interest to those tied to residential lending was yesterday's news that new home sales increased 1.1% month over month in February to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 640,000 units from a downwardly revised 633,000 units in January. On a year-over-year basis, new home sales were down 19%. Sales activity edged up for the fourth time in the past 5 months, though the February increase was assisted by a downward revision to the sales total from January. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome to the show Michael Gifford, who founded Splitero to help homeowners better live their lives by giving them access to their home equity. He's a consumer-focused executive with a passion for building businesses that do the right thing for homeowners. Before Splitero, Michael served as vice president at Sunday. As part of the founding team, he played an integral role in building Sunday's marketplace, serving homeowners looking to sell their homes off-market in as-is condition. And before that, he's part of the initial team at Lending Home, leading the sales organization.
How would you characterize the current market for buyers? And I mean that in the sense of purchase volume potential for mortgage companies.
The current housing market is difficult for buyers, right? There's a serious lack of supply in nearly every market. With not a lot of inventory that seems to be coming on. I think that sales are down significantly because inventory is down significantly. We deal with sellers every day that don't want to sell their property. And so they're looking to access their home equity because they are also afraid of what are they going to buy? You know, where are they going to move? Their mortgage is going to go from 3 or 3.5 to 5.5 or 6. And so they can effectively afford less on paper and prices haven't come down. And so it's a difficult market for buyers right now.
And you've been in the industry for more than 2 decades. Is this market cycle noticeably different from other cycles you've seen over your time?
It certainly is noticeably different from other cycles. I think that each has its own flavor, and the flavor of this cycle is odd. It's almost ominous that you have the feelings that there's going to be this large decline in home prices, but there's a significant lack of inventory in all of these markets, and the properties that do hit the market sell relatively quickly for close to their price, and year over year prices are still not down even. And so there's this feeling that, you know, the bubble's about to burst, but there's not enough inventory that is hitting any of these markets to really drag prices down significantly. And so it is certainly different than anything else I've seen.
And as we continue through the year, what do you expect? Do you think that prices will remain high and inventory low? Do you think, a lot of it's rate dependent. So what's your take on what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year?
It is rate dependent, but I think that there's also the way to look at it is, I think it's going to be more of the same, to be honest. I don't see a large influx of supply hitting in these markets. Sellers are very hesitant to sell their house because it's uncertain of where they're going to move next, whether, you know, rents are still up, home prices are still up, interest rates are still high. And so I think it's going to be more of the same. I don't see a lot of supply coming online to change any of the dynamics in these markets. And I definitely, with people's equity level in their homes right now, I don't see a lot of homeowners being forced to liquidate, even if there are other changes in the economic environment. Our average homeowner comes to us with 50% equity in their house, and they're looking to access another 10 to 15% of that equity. And so even after, you know, we extend a home equity investment to one of these homeowners, they still have a substantial equity cushion in that home where, you know, if they have a change in job or lifestyle or whatever it is, they're less likely to liquidate that house because where are they going to go?
Do you think affordability will remain a problem? At some point, people, I mean, how long do you think demand will outweigh supply, I guess, is the way I should ask that question.
That is the million-dollar question for sure. And I do think affordability is going to remain difficult, unfortunately, near term, at least. You know, the markets that we are in, affordability is certainly an issue. And while there is a lack of supply, the prices aren't coming down anytime soon. And so that will remain. And I think it's, you know, it's one of many problems that's leading to this, the housing market that we're in right now.
What are some events that could help ease mortgage rates or home prices going forward?
Two different things, I think. As far as the mortgage rates go, you know, I think that they are going to stay pretty consistent until there is a significant drop in inflation, right? And the Fed has its own target, and we'll see what they do this coming week. As far as the rates go, I think home prices is exactly as we talked about earlier. Supply and demand are just nowhere near an equilibrium. And so until we see a significant amount of supply hit these markets, I don't see the prices cratering anytime soon, unfortunately.
And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, what are you working on over at Splitero?
Yeah, at Splitero, we are helping homeowners access their home equity without additional debt or monthly payments. And I think both of those are very key product categories right now. As far as homeowners come to us because affordability of everything is difficult, right? They want to access the equity in their home. They have a substantial amount of it built up to live their life, to pay off debt, pay for kids' college, you know, repair or renovate the property. Those are really the common use cases right now. And homeowners are locked in, right? They look at their mortgage at 3.5% for the most part, unless they bought within, say, the last year and a half. And they're locked into that investment and trying to make the best of it. I think that until things change drastically, you are going to have the vast majority of homeowners staying in their houses and accessing that equity, and we're here to help. So we're in 5 states now: California, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon. We're helping homeowners in every one of those states access the equity in their home to better their lives.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for making the time to talk to me about the housing market today. Fingers crossed it stays looking good for sellers, and fingers crossed it gets better for buyers.
Mortgage-backed securities and U.S. Treasuries ended Thursday with decent price gains, meaning prices up and rates down, despite some intraday chop. Rate hike expectations remain volatile, with the Fed Funds futures market now seeing only a 27.4% implied likelihood of a hike in May, down from around 50% earlier this week. Central banks in England, Switzerland, Norway, Hong Kong, and the Philippines hiked their policy rates, cautioned that more rate hikes will be needed if inflation evolves according to projections. Returning to interest rates, MBS and treasuries are in rally mode, and the yield curve is extending its post-Fed steepening. Why? More bank jitters reignited the afternoon trading action yesterday, and money markets are building in further easing by the Fed this year and next, with nearly 100 basis points priced in by the end of the year in terms of rate cuts. Recession watchers noted that 5-year and 10-year treasuries nearly disinverted for the first time since July. And secondary marketing staffs noted that UMBS 34% through 5.5% ended 3 to 14 ticks higher in price. Today, FedSpeak resumes with St. Louis Fed President Bullard giving a presentation and participating in a fireside chat on the economy and monetary policy. And this morning we've had February durable orders, always volatile since one airline order can really impact things, and it was down versus forecasts of -1.6%. But even before that, we've seen a huge price rally in fixed income securities, with the 2-year closing yesterday at 3.78%, now at 3.58%, the 10-year closing yesterday at 3.41%, and this morning it's at 3.29%, and agency MBS prices are lagging due to refi risk and are only up 0.25 to 3/8. We have a complete repricing based on continued bank nervousness and the belief that the Fed will be cutting rates toward the end of the year. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. The final day of random thoughts and quips. I just got a present labeled for Mom and Dad. And you know damn well Dad has no idea what's inside. Now that I've lived through a plague, I totally understand why Italian Renaissance paintings are full of fat people lying on couches. And now that we have everyone washing their hands correctly, next week, let's go for turn signals. Thanks again to Black Knight Inc. Innovative technology, comprehensive data, agile analytics. As a premier provider of innovative high-performance software, data, and analytics for mortgage and home equity lending and servicing, Black Knight Inc. is transforming the mortgage industry through its best-in-class solutions. To learn more, visit blackknightinc.com.
Questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities? Send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.